Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is Stu Webb here at StuWebb.com, and it is January the 19th, 2021. And I have the honor to have Professor Paul on with me and financial expert Jeff. And with that said, I just want to take this conversation to give everybody an update. I think Jeff said it best. On where everything's going in this country. Paul, do you want to pick it up first, or Jeff, whichever?
Joffrey, I tend to go 5-10 minutes with my preamble. I want to give you the opportunity today because we've talked and we've, I think, kind of come to some conclusions out loud that we need to keep things fairly straightforward. And so I want you to start off today, if you're okay, because my soliloquy and Stu's soliloquy can take us about 20 minutes, and then we're at our 10-minute warning.
Okay. Well, first and foremost, we know that God is not real keen on fence sitters. We're told about the church in Laodicea, which is that it would either be warm or cold, hot or cold, but if the form is going to spew it out of his mouth. So we don't want to be fence sitters regardless. And I am all in on hope, optimism, and Calvary. I am all in on that. I'm also in on reality. And I think somewhere is the truth lies in the middle of all of this, because we don't know the end or the outcome of the current situation politically, but we do know the end and the outcome of the situation spiritually. So working backwards, we know we're victors. Now we got a war we're in the middle of, which could go one direction, this or that way. It could buy time, or it could spiral into a direction where those of the evil ilk seem to run amok. And scripture is full of verses that talk about evil having its way and seeming to have the best of godly people. And the questions from the prophets sometimes, Lord, how long? How long before you intervene? Why the delay? Well, God in his mercy is allowing those of us who take one breath at a time as a gift to share with somebody who doesn't know him the hope that is far superior to an earthly hope. So we do struggle with the fact that we have necessities, we have needs, we're entwined in a world that invites us in, but the problem is we don't want us to invite it in permanently. This is a temporary place for the Christian. This is not home per se. So I can see the fear of the people who have no hope, because this is it. And this is, boy, you better play this card to the very end, because this is all you got. And that's a pathetic position to be in. You don't want to be in a position where you have no out or no hope. So we want to provide hope in that, hey, in the end, there's an army coming. And it's a big army, and it's a spiritual army. And you better be on the right side of that army, because that's the army you want to pair up with. We could be on, like I say, either side of this thing right now, but you know it's God's call, and it's going to go where he wants it to go. The king's hands are like directing the rivers and the waters in many directions, but he chooses the path in which that river flows. So it's up to God. Now, if he chooses a certain direction that we disagree with, it's still up to God. It isn't our choice. But I'm going to throw this back to you guys in that what I would say is, where are we in this time spiritually? Where are we in this time mentally? What should we be looking for? What should we not be looking for? What hope do we have? Or what avenue should we consider if it doesn't go that way? So those are the variables. A lot to think about, a lot to ponder, but the situation is as it is. We want an outcome that is palatable. What is you guys' thoughts on that?
Go ahead, Paul.
Joffrey, I agree with you that personally, and I think the listeners will largely concur, we all want a better world, a better place, a better America. And I think that we've been at the crossroads for a very, very long time. And I think God, in his mercy and his wisdom, has allowed us more time. I personally believe that America was sold out a long, long time ago. I'd like to start with 1871, when the District of Columbia became a corporation. And as if that wasn't a big enough event, really, does it mean that D.C. is a corporation? It means that all of Congress, the Supreme Court, the executive branch, they work for a corporation that is under maritime or admiralty law. And all this nonsense about democracy is pure nonsense. It's just sleight of hand. But what it all means is the constitutional republic, as we believe it to be, doesn't exist, at least not at the federal level. Now, I think there are still states' rights, but I've been in Colorado, I've been in Kansas, I've been in Missouri, I've been in Nebraska, I've been in Minnesota. All of these states are becoming also incorporated. In fact, cities that I've lived in are incorporated. I make this point about incorporation because outside the Bill of Rights, we don't got anything, nothing. From 1871 to 1913, essentially what you have is America created some debts. The Federal Reserve agreed to buy those debts. They created the Federal Reserve. The Federal Reserve took over, and effectively they made us all debt slaves. Then they got us into World War One, and by 1933 we're bankrupt, and we're still under bankruptcy, which puts us under maritime admiralty law. So what I'm trying to say, a couple minutes to build the case, we exist under admiralty law, and those who are ruling over us are incorporated, or they work for a corporation called the District of Columbia. That being said, I think it is folly for many of us to put our hopes in Donald Trump or the patriotic movement. I'm not saying people should not be loyal to the Bill of Rights or the Constitution. We know it. I just simply want to point out that how we think the world really works and how the world works is different. So what do we do at this point? Well, I think we got to go really simple, right to the core. And what we are told in the Bible is we were created from dust and God breathed life into us. Now, fast forward, there's a lot of history, but Jesus shows up intentionally to redeem us and to make it all very, very simple. Born a virgin, he fulfilled the law, he lived a sinless life. He was crucified and he arose, and his ascension to heaven allowed us to be redeemed. Now, if you've read the Bible a bunch of times or if you've never read it, the thing is, God doesn't think like we do. Our plans, your plans, my plans, Snoo's plans, all of our plans aren't God's plans. God has plans for us. And I think we are now at the point where what really matters are the Gospels. The Gospels mean good news. The good news is that God created us, God wants a relationship with us, and God has redeemed us through Jesus, and we've got a lot of work to do. I know I have a lot of work to do personally, and we probably all have a lot of work to do, because walking the straight and narrow, finding that gate, entering into that gate, like you said, hey, we're living in a lukewarm world, and now we need to stand up and stand out. So we can talk about a lot of things that are happening in the world. And Stu, I know you have some encouraging intelligence, and I think you should share it. And I think that after about 10 minutes, then we need to return to, so what do we do now? But I just want to suggest that now is the time that we all need to basically get on our knees, and we need to pray for forgiveness, and we need to pray for mercy, and we pray for our loved ones, and we need to pray for our listeners, and our listeners need to pray for us. And we've got some time left. I don't know if it's 90 days until things totally blow up. I don't know if it's this week. I don't know if it's 2 years from now. But I can tell you what, the globalists have plans, and their plans don't go for us much beyond a couple of years, 5 years at max. And so I think we've got to keep it real. I think we all have a lot of work to do in our relationship with God. And Stuart, at this point, I think I got to turn it over to you, because I can ramble and ramble, and it's not going to say much more than I've already said.
Well, I'm in agreement with both of you. Relationship with God is the most important. But here's what I've heard. I'm looking at this whole bigger picture. I'm like you are. I've been in this after them for 30 and a half years, exposing things. Unbelievable. Here's the point. I've watched things. I've come to analyze things. I've got sources, but not like I used to. They murdered quite a few of them. Heavyweights over the years. But I know who Flynn is. He knows who I am, General Flynn. Scott Bennett is a friend of mine. Flynn is, should we say, an indirect friend through a friend, Super Spook, Otis Johnson. I know some things that Sidney Powell is involved with, and I've tried to get these radio shows up. I've never seen such an attack. My numbers are lost, all kinds of things. My phone caught on fire, folks. You'll hear this broadcast, and you'll hear the last one that Paul about it. But it's kind of semi-neutralized me and getting my shows up where people could hear. There was one show in particular I want people to go to, and I'll put it underneath this show. It was with Scott Bennett. He said the direction. It was hardcore. He said how it was going to be, pretty much. And he sees it. But here's what I've heard from different ones. The president appointed 2.5 weeks ago Sidney Powell is a special prosecutor for the U.S. Justice Department to investigate all this fraud, all this obstruction of justice, all this killings and murders, anything that ties to any of these. Clintons, the Bushes, Obamas, Bidens, any of them. She's also been given authority as the prosecutor for the military, because she's a former military prosecutor and a U.S. prosecutor. So she's doing both numbers. Now, why in the hell would anybody, first let's say this, Trump is not conceded, he still says he won the election, the proof and evidence is there. In order to make a case, all you have to do is prove intent, 9/10, 10%, 10 times, prove it 9 times, intent to commit a crime. They did it with the voting machines. Here's an example, Josh Hawley, to make it simple. Senator from Missouri, I respect him, I voted for him. He stood up on the floor and said how it was in Pennsylvania and why the case was thrown out. He said they had proved that 1/3 more people than live in the state voted, 5,000 dead people voted, mail-in ballots, which were all illegal. There's only two types of ballot you can do. One is you go vote in person, or you go to do what's called an absentee ballot, and you have to go to the voting headquarters for the county, and you have to fill out your ballot, and you make your vote then, because you can't be there on election day. That's the only two types of ballots there are. All of a sudden, they came in these mail-in ballots, and all this other illegal shit came into effect. All that's illegal. They've proven that Trump won by 3/4, 2/3 to 3/4 of the people voted for him. Now, as Holly said, they took it to court in Pennsylvania, proved that 1/3 more people voted than actually lived in the state, plus the people who live in the state, not everybody is a registered voter. So all those votes are illegal. But yet, the governor puts a stamp on it, the secretary of state who's in charge of the voting in their states puts their stamp on it, and her underlying employee who was running the voting stuff puts their stamp on it. Now, they just committed fraud. They committed treason and sedition, a form of treason and sedition, knowing those votes were illegal. Now, that under the Uniform Code of Military Justice, which I was in the Marine Corps, I tell you what, it's called treason and sedition. They take you and put you one trial. and they hand you an attorney, and he can make his appeal, and you're right back in the courtroom immediately the next day or within 10 days. And then you're taken, after they say, no, you're guilty, treason, sedition, you're taken outside and friggin' shot or hung. That's the military. That's not the civilian side. That's the military. And I like that idea, because we have all these punks that need to be dealt with. Now, Trump hasn't conceded. He's leaving today. He's not going to be there tomorrow. They've done everything in the world and followed the exact script and plan. The only thing they haven't done in their final leg of their high treason and sedition is swear in. That say that they are the president. Right on national TV. I think this is a plot. I think Trump's got him. I think Powell's got him. We're talking 25,000 troops in the streets of Washington, D.C. 6,000 Marines first, and then 25,000 National Guard. All you need is the 6,000 Marines. They've outed the barrier, I heard, to 9 miles instead of the 6 mile perimeter for the inauguration. But why would you have that many troops? Well, Atif and Black Lives Matter, in my opinion, are going to go friggin' back shit crazy if they think they're going to walk in the streets of America around me and other people. I hear people are going to snipe them and just put them down, leave them for the cops to get them. Now, that may have to happen to keep from having America burned down. But I think here's the other thing. It was mentioned to me in Henning several times that when he did us under martial law, put Sidney Powell in charge as prosecutor, there were several executive orders that were signed. One was to make her the prosecutor. Another was, I get a phone call from a spook buddy, says, we are on red alert. That means we're under martial law. Now, those two, I heard from a former prosecutor, I heard from Scott Bennett, that it's going to start between January the 6th and March the 20th. I kept saying, why March the 20th? Here's why. When the Constitution was formed and our government in Washington was sworn in, he was sworn in on March the 20th. It was always March the 20th. The new president is sworn in. But because we had a civil war, Lincoln set it up for some reason, probably security or something, he set it up to January the 20th. Nobody changed it after that. Trump rewrote it. Killed his executive order, put it back according to the Constitution. Now, what does he do? He leaves the gap for Sidney Powell to prosecute these people in waves, and the ones that tried to overthrow two presidential elections, he cleans their clock and he makes an announcement. He can do it emergency broadcast, and I believe it would be something like that, and override the press, because the press are corrupt as hell in this country. They're a bunch of Satanists, in my opinion. But he makes an announcement that on March the 20th, if after proven by Sidney Powell that there was no election fraud, I concede and Joe Biden's president. I think that's the way it's going to go down. But we're going to see one shitload of arrests. It's going to be people inside D.C. because everybody that was involved, Nancy Pelosi, the others tied to the voting machines, everybody, faces a military tribunal for treason and sedition, which is trying to overthrow the presidency of the United States. All I'm doing is praying that that really comes down and everybody's clock gets cleaned. I know one thing, Scott Bennett has already given 6 weeks of testimony to what he knew. He was in the building where Ed Snowden was. I think Ed Snowden and him both, he's already proved his case and his innocence, but so he can work for Gov again. I think both of them deserve a presidential pardon.
Stu, a question for you. Do you believe that Scott did his testimony in person or virtually?
No, it was in person. It was in D.C. He was there drilled for 6 weeks.
Well, I think that's an important answer. And I say it's important because we are really at the point now where we know there's no rule of law in America as we knew it, know it, expected. And without rule of law, there are not functioning civic institutions. And we already know that civil society has totally broken down. And we live in a world where I throw a brick through your window, and then when the cops come to investigate me, I say, you did it. And so I give that example because the very people who are expressing the need for tolerance and kumbaya are the very same people who are absolutely intolerant. Now, some call it the communist playbook. I don't like the labels left, right, blue, red, conservative, liberal, because they've all been hijacked. And I think we're all part of a huge psyop. And what I am going to suggest may or may not resonate with people, and some may find me contentious. Right now, any hope that we have for justice is placed in the military. And one would start off with the notion that there still may be some military that have either not been extorted or bribed or blackmailed or bought off, and they have some loyalty to the Bill of Rights or the Constitution as we think it is rather than the incorporation. One can only assume that once the Chi-Coms take over, that the executions start. Now, if you're a general or a military person, or if you're you and me, you understand the first people they're coming for are you and me and those in authority in the military. Now, you know, I've worked this over in my head a bunch of times, and I'm familiar with the United Nations. And it's very possible, in my opinion, that the top brass of the military have already signed themselves on to the New World Order. But it's also possible that people are smart enough to realize, hey, they're going to kill you. So I am willing to hold out the possibility that there are actual military tribunals that could mete out justice. Now, making an argument that there's a 10% possibility that these tribunals have not been thoroughly infiltrated, my biggest concern about placing our hopes in men or a man, Donald Trump, or anybody that we think we have a relationship with, is I don't doubt their sincerity or their authenticity. I think we always have to be careful about misinformation and disinformation, and it may be coming out from both sides. You know, my biggest problem is when Rudy Giuliani came out and said there's election fraud. It's not that I didn't believe that there is election fraud. It's that Rudy Giuliani was the point person. Rudy Giuliani is the same guy that covered up 9/11. He's the same guy that made the West Point pedophilia scandal go away. And it's the same Rudy Giuliani that said the American people need to, they deserve to know the truth. Now, I don't know if Rudy had a come to Jesus moment, but there's nothing that tells me that he's changed. And so I still have concerns.
Now he's trying to out Trump. He's telling him Trump should concede. You've heard that, right?
I have heard that.
Go ahead.
And so my concern about anything that has Rudy Giuliani talking about we deserve to know the truth is I believe he's owned. And my concern on all of this food around the corner narrative, and the reason that I want to pick up on Joffrey's narrative is we all were made of dust and had life breathed into us, and we've got it. And I'm not saying that we shouldn't fight for justice and pray for justice. These are things we need to do. And now we're already toward a warning. I just want to reiterate that all of us need to be very cautious and skeptical about the food around the corner for us narrative. I think what we all got to do right now is get right with God. And that means we've got sins in our life. We've got error. We've been missing the mark. We're still in the carnal. We're still in the flesh. And, hey, You can't get rid of our conditioning in 1 minute or 1 day, but God can certainly do that work for us if we allow him to. So I am encouraging us all to fight for justice, to be moral, to be ethical, to support people who are trying to make a difference. But I want to also say, I hope this show goes out in the next 5 minutes. I hope people get to hear it today, because people want to know you're okay. But people also need to know the FBI and CIA, they've got thousands of actors. They've got thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of people who they are going to say are patriots, who they're going to say are Trump supporters. And they're going to have them at one or two state capitals tomorrow. And they are going to set up a false flag like we can't even describe here today. And so today and tomorrow, the best way you can do your life is to be patriotic in a quiet way. If they come to your home, if they step into your home and they say they're coming to take you away, you have every right to defend yourself. But what you don't want to do is get involved in any of this nonsense, this so-called militia movement. The problem with the militia movements isn't that there aren't some sincere people. The problem is you got one or two or five or 10 or 20 bad actors with either a drug problem or family issues or alcohol or you name it. All you got is one person that is screwing up and your whole militia is done. So that's why what I'm trying to say to people, and not that you should listen to me, I hope you consider what I have to say, and then you take it to God in prayer. But I think right now we get to show up, say that, hey, there's still some hope for justice, but the real important thing is getting right with God. And so I turn it over to you guys to close this thing out.
I want to add something if I can. I know prayer works. Paul, you do. Jeff, you do. The power of prayer is very significant right now. From what I've heard, is going to go down. I believe there's some hope there. And I'm praying that it happens and they clean this country up. Because here's what we're up against. I can feel it. Everybody else can feel it. We can set this thing back. The end times. We can set it back and delay it with prayer. I'm convinced of that. That God will act in our behalf and he will war against them and put a stop to whatever two or more come together and ask. Now, it just takes the three of us here, whether the show's posted or not, and we'll get posted, and then I'll post the other ones today, backwards. What we can do, empower the good guys, the righteous, what they're doing. I don't know whether any of you heard it or not, but some people called me, said General Flynn had been preaching on a radio broadcast. He's a righteous guy. So is Scott Bennett. They're at war. The people surrounding him believe in Jesus Christ, Sidney Powell, and others. And they're at war to clean up this country. They held positions in this government. And they were kicked out and falsely prosecuted, other things, proved their innocence. I mean, we're at the last of the cleanup if it's going to happen. Look at the bigger scenario. Let's look at all the plagues that are supposed to happen in end time prophecy. Let's look at the amount of people that are supposed to die during end time prophecy. 2/3 of mankind are going to die because the devil wants them eliminated, exterminated. That's us. A hell of a lot of us, patriots especially, and believers in God. How does it get away with it? I'm looking at the bigger picture. This vaccination destroys your immune system in 36 months and you're friggin' dead. And it's got the chip in it. You get the mark of the beast and you get death. Now that's 2/3 of mankind are supposed to die. How many are going to accept this damn vaccination and be that foolish? How many people? That's my question. And if they're going to force vaccinations like this Biden, the satanic pig, child molester, screws his own daughter, does all kinds of... His son, it's okay to screw your sister and have sex with four-year-old kids. I mean, these are psychopaths. These are demon-possessed human beings. Why is it that Biden's married to the woman that killed his first wife in a car crash rollover and his son? What's that all about? I mean, what are we facing? Look at the Pamela Harris. She's a former prostitute, became a prosecutor, worked her way supposedly into the Senate, and now she's vice president. Look at her family background. Her grandfather and her father were white slave owners in Jamaica. Word is, she was involved in trafficking the children to the Vatican. There's all kinds of stuff out here on her. And this is what's going to lead the country? Now, Trump's nobody perfect, but he's not a Satanist and he doesn't believe in Satan. And I was told that by Super Spook Otis Johnson. He said, that's the reason I'm behind him and others are. Got to have a cleanup. Now, Otis got murdered. Casey got murdered. Otis was his assistant. Otis sat and watched Daddy Bush perform a human sacrifice in Denver, Colorado, getting a signature on a document. He knew what was going on. Now, we got some good people. I said, Otis, what will happen if the American people ever rise? He said, what will happen? Will the military turn on us? He says, no, Stu. He says, 8 out of 10 will not turn on its own people. He said, it'll be the top brass. And he says, the lower brass will turn on the top. That's what's going to happen. Now, we saw something similar to that in Virginia, folks, when they said no more lockdown, and they ran around the Capitol in Virginia before they, second time, went in. Now, what happened? First it was the governor says, we're going to take the guns. Like hell if you are. And you heard the sheriffs come up say they're going to start deputizing people. But they passed the law. But when they surrounded the Capitol, they sent a message. Did the military come out? No. I believe we have our last chance and last hope to clean up before the shit really hits the fan. And if anybody's stupid enough to take the mark of the beast, the chip, you're crazy. Whatever you do, don't take that vaccination. I'm just telling you, you're going to be dead. How many other plagues have we got real quick? Quite a few. From what I've read, how many times did Jesus hit? 39, I think it was. Beaten. Isn't that about how many plagues is going to happen in this period of time? I don't know. What do you have to say, Jeff?
I'd say you guys have dispensed some wisdom that really is it's pretty incredible. Historically, where we're at now, where we're at spiritually, I think the best that we can do is to hold on tighter to Him who is greater than our situation and crawl into His arms and say, hey, the delivery has always been by You. And, you know, Moses crossed the Red Sea, and part of the Red Sea, and the enemy was chasing his people. And we are being pursued, in my opinion, in this lifetime right now, too, in a spiritual sense, much like they were. We are being attacked, and there's no getting around it. So the only thing that we can do is rely on the power that's greater than us, and that's Christ. And turning to Him is the smartest and wisest thing that we can do. You know, there was a curse on a king, a ruler who sought the opinion of man over his counselors, over God. And I warn us that, you know, we need to first turn to God before we turn any place else. And our attention should be directed to Him because He is the one who is capable of changing things. He can delay an outcome. It's not that He can't delay the outcome. It's just what are we delaying it from, and we've talked about that before. But ultimately, if there's no repentance, and if there's a change of heart, and if people don't draw a circle around themselves and say the revival starts right here, right now, it's got to start with me. I got to clean up who I am. I can't tell my neighbor about the log in his eyes like it's out of my own. We got to do this. This is the last shot. I mean, we got kids, grandkids, listeners. Listeners, we need you. You need our prayers. We need your prayers. We need each other's prayers. And we got to send much of them upward. We have got to rely on a power that's much greater than us. Because look at us. We don't change much. But God can change the heart of the leaders. And so I guess I would say to the listeners, turn to Christ. You know what? We don't know the time, the hour, the day. We know He's coming back. We don't know when. But don't be caught in a situation we're not proud of. You know, He tells us, do the things of the day, that the darkness is full of evil. still be caught in the situation we wouldn't be caught on or in. We pray for your needs, your help, your encouragement. We all have things going on in our lives. We're foolish to deny that. Anybody that says they don't have something going on, they don't have sin, they don't have issues, that's not true. We know that. But he came as a physician to heal the sick. I don't have all the answers. None of us do. But we do have each other. We do have our Lord. So I would just say thank you, guys, for dispensing what you did. There was a lot packed into what you both said. I was just sitting there listening. I hear you guys often. I was shaking my head thinking, wow, there's some pretty important wisdom coming out of this. So anyway, back to you guys.
What we need to do now is get this show posted, ideally in the next 30 minutes, because people need to know Stu's okay. I think the message has been under the anointing. I stand by everything I said. And I just like to close this in prayer with saying, Heavenly Father, thank you for this opportunity. We ask for your mercy. We ask for your forgiveness. We ask for boldness. We ask for courage. We know that our fate, America's fate, the world's fate, humanity's fate is in your hands. We know it's not our plan. It's your plan. Please grant us the power and the strength, the power to fulfill what you need us to do in this time. And we ask for extra protection for us, for our listeners. We ask for answers that we have financially, health answers. We ask for healing. We ask for deliverance. We ask for justice. We ask all of these things in Jesus' name, claiming the blood of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And I'd ask, Father, that you send your warring angels against the enemy, Father, and that you do it on behalf of the people in this planet, that you cover this blood, your blood, this whole planet with your blood. I ask in your holy name, Father, that you destroy the enemy. You give us time. Do not bring the end times upon us, but give us righteous people inside this government to go forth with what their intent is and empower them, Father. Empower Sidney Powell. Empower Scott Bennett, General Flynn, and the others to be the lead warriors in bringing these filth in the Congress, the Senate, these delegates, these governors, these secretaries of state, all of them to put their stamp of approval on this big fraud and this big lie to the American people called Biden and him, Father. I ask for you to bring him to salvation. I ask for you to bring Pamela Harris to salvation. If they're unsalvageable, Father, it's your will. I ask it to be done. I ask for a cleansing of our government over the next 60 days like nobody has ever seen or believes. And I ask for you, Father, to put Antifa, Black Lives Matter, the terrorists themselves, not black lives and people. Everyone's black, white, we're all the same. But these terrorists, Father, these terrorists, I ask for you to put them down. You bring them to salvation or you put them down. And keep peace in this country while this transition happens, which is going to be the president will prove he's the president duly elected, Donald Trump. I ask for these things to be done. I ask for what the plan is. From what I understand, Father, what I believe, I ask for you to empower them and clean it completely out. Make it a one stroke and get rid of this filth that we have. Open up these doors, Father, for righteous to come forward and run in these positions as they're arrested, that righteous people in the next 60, 90, 6 months, whatever their states are, Father, that you empower holy, righteous people, patriots, to come forth and fill these senatorial and these congressional and these governors and these state secretaries' positions. Those that I hope, Father, are carted off to jail. I ask in your holy name, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior, by your blood and by your stripes. Amen.
All right, guys, I'll be looking to hear the rebroadcast in the next hour.
Hopefully it'll be up. I'll talk to you both. Thank you both very much, Paul and Jeff.
Thank you too, guys.
Okay. Have a good day. Okay.